I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. As young Iranians reject Islam, you can be part of helping them find Jesus. Dr. Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive describes Iranians under 30 as fatherless and fearless. They've been raised in a society that doesn't care for them, and they don't fear the government, God, or in many cases, even death. But they desperately need to discover who Jesus really is. Many have come to this conclusion.
I don't want God. Religions all are bad. They all have been used by human beings to oppress other people. Christianity is the same as Islam. So it's our job to tell them, no, it's not. It's different.
Please pray for Iran Alive's work in evangelism, Bible distribution, and more. And ask God how he'd use you at this historic moment in Iran.
We can change the direction of a nation for eternity. And once Iran is saved, the whole Middle East and even the whole world will be impacted.
Low on manpower and ammunition, Ukraine tries desperately to fill its ranks. Ukraine's parliament is currently debating a bill to expand the draft pool, in part by lowering the eligibility age from 27 to 25 years old. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the war is taking a heavy toll on ministry in Ukraine.
As much as 30% of the pastors, church leaders, ministry leaders are fighting or displaced.
Mock is flying into Ukraine this week to speak to war-weary congregations about the indivisible church.
They recognize they can't do it alone. It takes God's church from shore to shore and from every group on the planet to work together side by side for the sake of the gospel.
Please ask the Lord of the harvest to send out more workers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.